Now, we'll identify the Flathead High School Athlete of the Week. Presented by Parkside Credit Union in Whitefish, Kalispell, Columbia Falls, and Evergreen.
Welcome to this week's Parkside Credit Union Athlete of the Week. This week's athlete has made leaps and bounds over last year. Her PR, her personal record, is 1 minute and 40 seconds faster than her best time last year. She got second place against Glacier on Wednesday, second place at the Whitefish Invitational, with a fast average of 6 minutes and 19.7 seconds per mile. This week's Parkside Credit Union Athlete of the Week goes to Josie Wilson of Flathead Cross Country. She's training for state next weekend, but she took some time to come and talk to us about her season so far. My conversation with Josie will be right after this message from Parkside Credit Union.
Hey, this is Josh at Parkside, and I'm here with my good friend Chris from Samaritan House.
Some of the recent talk surrounding homelessness has been negative, but we don't mind that because we're more focused on a solution. Our program provides transitional housing and positive outcomes for the residents. They're emerging from homelessness, but the first thing they need is shelter. Ultimately, we're building stability in their lives. People matter, and we're making sure that they feel that way. Help us out.
The Parkside Partner Program. We believe in our local nonprofits.
You're connected to the Flathead Braves and Bravettes on 600 KGEZ.
I'm with our Parkside credit, Josie Wilson of Flathead Cross Country. Good morning, Josie, and welcome.
Thank you.
I was looking at your stats this morning. Do I see just yesterday you placed second at the Glacier Invite?
Yeah.
And then second at the Whitefish Invitational on September 26th?
Mm-hmm.
That one was at the golf course.
Yeah.
Was that fun to run at the golf course?
Yeah, that was really fun and exciting. So,
where was the Glacier Invite?
The Glacier Invite was at Rebecca Farm in Kalispell.
Oh, that's cool. You run that more than once a year then?
Yeah, we usually run it twice.
Because you ran it beginning of the season, basically?
Yeah, we run it during Flathead Invite, and then we run it again at Glacier.
So. Okay. Do you like that one a lot?
It's all right. It's not my favorite, but it's still fun.
What makes it more or like less of your favorite?
It's pretty open. Okay. So I kind of like trees. But that's just me.
Yeah, other so you like the Whitefish one then?
Yeah.
Because that one's on the south course of the golf course, south side of the golf course.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday. And so yesterday's weather wasn't that rad?
No, it was pretty rainy at the beginning of our race, and then it kind of got better, so.
Is the ground solid, or does it get mushy?
It was pretty solid.
Okay, good. Because that can be tough, right?
Yeah.
You're running. And they try to make sure that you have a good ground conditions for the race, right?
Yeah, they mow our course and everything, so.
Okay, and it's usually on grass?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nice. You grabbed a personal record there too, right? Or that was at the Whitefish Invitational. Whitefish Invitational PR.
Yeah.
19:15.2.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, maybe that means that's obviously that your favorite then.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites, definitely.
So my calculations put that at 6 minutes and 19.7 seconds per mile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds fast.
Yeah, it felt pretty fast, and it is a fast course.
So. You like to run. Right?
Yes.
You have to.
Yeah.
If you were like to, like, how long have you known that you really like to run?
I started running in eighth grade.
Okay.
I originally played soccer, and it just was kind of another thing for me to do. And then I joined cross country, and it became even more fun because of the community. So.
See, and I'm kind of the opposite in the respect of running, I find really difficult. Well, it is really difficult, but like, I don't know why I never got into it as much, but I played soccer and you had to run.
Yeah.
So like I was in great shape playing soccer because it tricked my mind. Like I'm playing a sport, not running.
Yeah.
Right. So you really have to enjoy it for cross country because that is your focus.
Yeah.
And you're improved. I mean, so your personal record is 1 minute and 40 seconds faster than your record time last year.
Yeah.
That's big.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a huge improvement.
Yeah, I had some health issues last year, and I was injured, so it was...
That helped make that gap, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, in training.
Yeah. And training this year has been more intense a little bit than last year, but that's all also because I've progressed, so...
Sure, they know you can handle it.
Mm-hmm.
So where'd you run in eighth grade?
I went to Summers.
How many kids did you graduate with there?
I want to say 60.
Smaller school?
Yeah.
That's good, though. That's probably like a really nice amount.
Yeah.
You know everybody. Mm-hmm. I was just talking to Bryce. How many kids are flooded now?
Oh, I have no idea.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Like graduating class is like 360?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's way more than 60.
Mm-hmm.
I graduated 8th grade with 8 kids.
Oh.
Which I wouldn't recommend that, right? That was too small. 60, I think, perfect sweet spot.
Mm-hmm.
What are your personal goals for cross country?
I just want to get better and have fun with my teammates and do well at state this year. So, yeah.
And state's your next meet.
Yeah.
And remind us that day?
I'm pretty sure it's next Saturday on the 21st or the 23rd.
Yeah, 2 Saturdays, not this coming, the one after that.
Yeah.
So you have, that's a lot of time. Are your meets usually stretched that far apart?
No, but sometimes we'll have like three consecutive ones in a week this year, and we canceled one because that was kind of close. But usually they're 5 days apart to a week apart, so it's not too bad.
Yeah, a week and a half. Mm-hmm. I guess now.
Yeah.
So you said you want to get 13th or better?
I want to get top 15.
Top 15.
All state, yeah.
How much of a challenge will it be to place at 15th? I mean, because you're talking, because I, looking at the stats, right?
Mm-hmm.
I see you won first, second, third, pretty much every meet this year, right? With the exception of like some early ones maybe where you're catching your stride. It's a lot more competition at state. Right.
Yeah, it is. And there's some pretty competitive girls out there
regularly play or run against.
Yeah.
Right?
And they're looking for that top 15 too. So it'll be fast and challenging.
Because top 15 you said is all state?
Yeah.
So is there another meet after that?
No.
For all state?
No.
Okay, it's just the designation.
Mm-hmm.
Have you gotten all state yet?
No.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, this year, and then you get it again next year.
Hopefully, that's the goal.
Do you play any other sports?
I run track.
What events do you compete in track?
The 3200, the 800, and the 16.
Okay. Yeah, so all running.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to jump over the hurdles.
No.
They could do that at Rebecca Farms too.
Yeah, we could. Yeah.
All right, we're gonna dip into the lightning round. Okay. Just first answer of the question that comes to mind. Orange or black?
Orange.
Nike or Adidas?
Nike.
Skiing or snowboarding?
Skiing.
Favorite river to float?
North Fork.
Favorite hype song?
I don't know.
Who's your favorite artist on Spotify?
That's a very hard question.
Ooh. Okay, give me like the top three.
I like Jack Johnson and Ben Rector.
Jack Johnson sings Banana Pancakes, doesn't he?
Yeah. And Drew Holcomb.
Nice. iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Sit-ups or push-ups?
Sit-ups.
Favorite subject?
Math.
Favorite teacher?
Miss Rumsey.
Shout out to anyone?
I really like my coaches this year. They're really nice. My team is great. Love training with them. Family.
Well, Josie, congratulations.
Thank you.
And we look forward to following you at state and then having you in here next year when you get 1 minute and 40 seconds less than your best time this year.
That would be cool.
The Flathead High School Athlete of the Week, presented by Parkside Credit Union.
Go Braves!
Just in, Kaiser Permanente reaching a tentative deal with his